In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last night we had a shocker. It wasn't the fact that the Indiana Pacers defeated the New York Knicks. It's how they went about doing it. The Knicks... Look, I'm going to give the Pacers a lot of credit because they don't lay down.
They don't quit.
They fight until there's zeros on the clock. And we have seen them. We have seen them numerous times say, we're not going to lay down for you. We're going to fight. You got to beat us down. And they don't quit. And the Indiana Pacers, who were down by like 14 points late. And when I say late, I'm talking about like a couple minutes late. They were down by as much as like 12 with like a minute and a half left or whatever.
They were down by 14 with 2:45 left. And teams that have had a 14, I saw this today, teams that had a 14-point lead with 2 minutes and 45 seconds left to go in a game were 994 and zero.
All right. And so, well, we're talking about this because clearly Indiana came all the way back. And they won in overtime, but for them to even get it to overtime is just another story in itself. But Tyrese Halliburton is just, he's a shot maker, man. He makes tough shots at the end, and that was an NBA moment last night. For him to hit that shot at the buzzer, to force it to overtime, that shot will live on forever, forever. Now, he wasn't the main catalyst in getting them guys back because Aaron Nesmith, he was the guy that really was the catalyst for the comeback because he hit so many threes. He had 20 points, I think, in the fourth quarter alone. But the bottom line is Tyrese Halliburton is a spectacular player who's not overrated, who's really, really good. Well, we all know the situation about his father, John. His father, John, got in the face of Giannis in round one.
Yep, the end of round one.
Yep, after they defeated Giannis in the Milwaukee Bucks on their home court. Giannis found himself on the court with Tyrese Halliburton's dad staring him down and talking trash to him and getting in his face. And it was disrespectful. It was arrogance. And it was overboard with the arrogance. The thing that you can even approach Giannis in that way. It was not classy. It was unacceptable. And he apologized for it. Immediately in the post game, Tyrese, who seems like a very stand-up individual, he apologized for it. He said, my dad should not have done that. It was unacceptable. He has to do better. I'm sorry it happened, whatever. So the father later put out a statement or a tweet or something like that and said, you know, I'm sorry. I took some shine away from the team in my son's moment, whatever. I should not have done that. That was unacceptable. I'm going to learn from this mistake. The team then, the next day, said that Mr. Halliburton could not be a part of watching games at the arena for the rest of the season. Well, the Pacers, not only did they go on to beat the Bucks, but they beat the Cavaliers, and now they won game one last night in phenomenal fashion against the Knicks on the road. Now people are saying that Tyrese Halliburton's dad should be allowed to go ahead and watch his son in the arena. Last night he was at a bar watching it, and when they won, he gave up the choke sign himself, which I thought was kind of funny video. But the bottom line is people are like rethinking it and saying, well, just it's over with, that's in the past. Just go ahead and let him play. I mean, not let him play, but let him watch his son. Well, Charles Barkley, who is very vocal on NBA on TNT, he says that the commissioner should let Tyrese Halliburton's dad attend games 3 and 4 in Indy.
I want to reach out to Adam Silver tomorrow. He sent me a nice text tonight. I want to reach out to Adam Silver tomorrow. Me and Draymond were talking. It's time to let Mr. Halliburton back in the building.
Yes, it is.
Adam, I'm asking you, hey, my man paid his dues. He did something really, really stupid, but he's been punished. And I'm asking you and the Indiana Pacers to let Mr. Halliburton back in the building for game 3 and 4. I mean, he paid his dues. It shouldn't be indefinite. He's been punished enough. He would never do anything that stupid again. So, Adam, you know how much I love you. And my man Kevin Pritchard, y'all let Mr. Halliburton back in the building for game 3.
All right, so that was Charles Barkley's take on it. Look, bottom line, I disagree with Charles Barkley. I don't think that now is the time to allow Mr. Halliburton to go back into the building. I believe that the penalty was laid out, and they said that he was not going to be allowed back in for the rest of this year, and the Indiana Pacers need to stand by that. The NBA should respect that. This is now is not the time to go back on your word. Your actions have consequences. I know it's unfortunate that you're his father, the team is playing well, he's playing well, and you don't get a chance to be in the arena watching your son. But that's the breaks, man. You created this situation, and now you have to deal with this situation. Trent Tucker, who was on this show just an hour ago, this was his take on it.
Well, you know, he should not be able to come back because he crossed the line. And there is no room for what he did. And there is no space for parents to come onto the floor and do what, you know, he did to Giannis. I mean, Giannis could have easily punched him in the face. Or this guy could have seriously hurt Giannis as well. So I think based on the nature of the situation that took place, knowing that the basketball court is supposed to be a sacred place for the players, he should not be allowed to come back and watch basketball for the rest of the season.
I'm with Double T. There's no, we're taking it back. No, you live with what's going on, man. You did what you did. You even acknowledge you were in the wrong. This is where you just go ahead and you say, you know what, it's unfortunate, but we got to go ahead and finish out this situation here.
I think you let him in the garden and you sit him next to Charles Oakley and John Starks and let him cheer. If he gets out of line, they'll put him in place. I kid.
I thought you were being serious.
No, of course not. I understand being a proud father. But once you've gone into a court in a first-round series against the league MVP and a seven-footer and Giannis Antetokounmpo, when you're going to go up and you're going to flex in front of him, I mean, the second round against Cleveland, and now you're in the conference finals. I mean, he was doing the choke sign at a bar.
video, I was like, bruh, be humble.
He hasn't learned a lesson. He hasn't learned a lesson. Again, sit him next to Charles Oakley in the garden and have him get his ass kicked. Like, that'll straighten him out real quick. Like, you have to honor the suspension.
Yes.
Like you said, actions have consequences. You have to. What kind of example is it? I mean, I was not offended, but it just irritated me that he could just go onto the court after the first round series because, I mean,
nobody liked it. Nobody liked it.
Yeah. And then, like, your son is the reason why Indiana won. Okay, that's great. But don't take, like you said, don't take the shine away from them. It is ludicrous the way that he was acting. And you got to know your role. I mean, be humble. Be humble. And I am in full agreement that you do not let him back. He's got to sit this out. If the Pacers go all the way to the finals,
I'm sorry.
You got to sit it out.
Them is the breaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Them is the breaks.
Like Mama says, it be that way sometimes. You know? I'm sorry that you have to pay the piper and the actions for your, you know, there are consequences for your actions. I'm sorry, but no. I disagree with Charles Barkley. Sit your ass on the bench, you know? I mean, what, you want to go in the cheap seats? You want to be way up on top? You want to be in the building? You want to be one of those people who's, I just want to be in the building? Fine, go up in section 409, row triple Z, seat 17. I don't even know if they have that in Indiana. But don't be courtside.
What? No. He should not be allowed.
No, he shouldn't be in the building.
It's not about where you're sitting. Don't allow him in the building, period.
No, you don't. No,
you know,
don't.
I mean, some people will say, well, put him up in a suite. Nah, man,
no.
You got to live with the consequences,
bro. That's rewarding him. I mean, giving somebody access to a suite because you're Tyrese Halliburton's dad, that's just because if he does it and he can get away with it, who's next? Like, who's going to be the next one? Oh, guess what? Aaron Nesmith, like you said, who had the incredible game last night. Miles Turner, Pascal Siakam's parents, like, you've got anybody and everybody that can just do whatever they want? No, you sometimes gotta pay the piper, man. I don't even know why it's even an issue. What? I mean, you break a rule, you pay the price, mm-hmm. You do your penance, and you move on.
Yeah, I can't get with all of this. Now we're going to just go ahead and just allow him. We're going to take it back. There's no taking it back. He's got to deal with it. He said, I'm fine with it. Well, he probably didn't say he was fine with it, but mm-hmm. He understands that he made a mistake. I just think you move on.
I mean, to sit through the first couple of rounds, is that, you know, like Charles Barkley said, is that what you can consider, you know, he's done his time? No. You got to sit out the entire run of the postseason. And if the Pacers make it to the finals, well, you know what? I'm sorry for your poor decisions, but you're just going to have to sit there. You're going to have to eat it.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. From the 507. Henry, we are so afraid of over-punishing people for their offenses. And to me, it's not even...
It's not over-punishing.
It's not even over-punishing. It's just about, you know what? We got to stick to it.
Yes.
We're not... The only reason why this is a topic in people's heads is because of the comeback last night. If the Knicks won by 20, no one would even be saying, let his dad go to the Indiana games.
No.
Like, I think it's ridiculous.
He's missing out on his son's magical run where he's channeling Reggie Miller. Like, because Reggie Miller had that crazy run. Guess what? He did that in the Garden against the Knicks in the playoffs. A lot of similarities. But I'm sorry, bro. You did this. You did this, and you're just going to have to accept it.
Yep. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. It's time for Word on the Street, and that's next.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
All right, word on the street. What we got tonight on Word on the Street. Programming note, tomorrow night, Lake Show, final pitch. It's Christopher Tubbs. I am off tomorrow, and I will talk to you guys on Monday. And when I talk to you guys on Monday, I'll talk to you guys at 3 p.m. because I will be in for Jason DeRussia. How do you like them apples?
Oh, yeah, I like that because apparently there's going to be a basketball game downtown that night, too. It'll be fun. Be fun. Be a good time. You and Dan Cook hanging out, getting free parking?
Oh, it's about that free parking.
Yeah, it's all about the free parking, man. By the way, fought City Hall again today? Yeah.
We should not have to continue to fight City Hall.
We shouldn't have to fight City Hall.
We keep fighting the people,
parking.
Man.
I know. I don't want to bring an uprising here, you know, about the whole parking thing. But, you know, they've been battling it for years.
It really is unacceptable.
It really is frustrating. Well, even Kim's like, you know, get some sort of discount or something for people that work downtown Minneapolis. You know, like people who live in Minneapolis, work in Minneapolis. Like, come on, man. Give us a little something, something. But nope. Congratulations to see that fine old piece of paper sitting on my windshield wiper with like, you owe us money.
Exactly.
Even though I already paid you money. Speaking of the Popo, in a place that I used to live, by the way, sounds like a plot out of an emo band music video, but the All-American Rejects Joyfully Hectic House Party Tour made a stop in Como over the weekend. Kids call it Como. We call it Columbia.
Yeah.
Columbia. Great town, Columbia. Columbia. So the band, particularly known and loved by millennials and likely played daily over the speakers at your grocery store of choice, have swung through cities in the Midwest this month and made some unlikely stops along the way, like backyards and, in one instance, a bowling alley, which, by the way, happened to be in Minneapolis. Now, on Sunday, the band performed in the backyard of a house near the University of Missouri in Columbia. According to a video posted to the band's official TikTok page, show was ultimately shut down by the police, who allowed the band to play one final song. As the crowd cheered and screamed, sang along, the band played their popular 2008 song, Gives You Hell. I'm sure that you're a big All-American. They're a good band.
I've heard about them. I'm not familiar with their work.
Oh, they're...
At some point, try to find me a track. Maybe I've heard one of their songs. I'm just not familiar at the moment.
Well, this is what they told him.
I like how this sounds right here. Let it go for a second. Oh, I like this. Wait, have I heard this?
I'm sure you've heard.
I feel like I've heard.
I'm
this
sure
before.
You heard. Well, Mark Fitzgerald, the Columbia Police Department.
Hold on, wait. I've heard this. Yeah, I've heard this. Yeah, this is a banger.
Let's move along. Well, ultimately, that's what the Popo told them is move along because they
should. Is this move along?
This is move along.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, this is a banger. Yeah,
it's a great.
Yeah, this is a well-known song. I just didn't know the group.
Yeah, yeah. The All American Rejects. So they're known for "Move Along," "Dirty Little Secret," "Gives You Hell," and "It Ends Tonight." So needless to say, the Popo told them they gave them hell, told them to move along, and it ends tonight. So they're a great band. They're good, and I kind of like the little pop-up backyard. Like
I love
things
that
they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of like Bill Murray with the music, right? I mean, hey, I'm not a big fan of John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I'm sure everybody knows who John Taffer is. Well, once again, he's suing a man who's allegedly running around Florida bars pretending to be him and harassing people. And according to the new lawsuit filed by the Bar Rescue star and his lawyer, Bradford Cohen. Now, in court documents obtained by TMZ, John claims Vic Carolillo has been impersonating him since 2017, continuing to do so even after filing a lawsuit against him in 2024. Now, Taffer says Carolillo isn't just trying to pass him off as him in a form of flattery. He alleges he's committing, quote, sexually inappropriate and abusive acts against women while using his name. Absolutely unacceptable. In one instance, he said one woman retained counsel claiming John sexually assaulted her in 2020. But after spending tens of thousands of dollars in expenses, the perp was confirmed to be Vic.
Oh.
Yeah, a few years later, John's team was contacted by a woman claiming that Vic impersonated him, even showing credit cards with his name on them to prove his identity, and that he was extremely touchy and inappropriate. Now, the television personality and hospitality expert is asking Collier County, Florida, to help put an end to Vic's harmful nonsense after he's been notified of ongoing harmful impersonation incidents. Oh, and he's asking for $50,000, that's it. I mean, you're getting off light.
Impersonating people is absolutely 100% unacceptable. Like, it's ridiculous, it's insane. And yeah, this is $50,000 in damage, you're getting off light.
You are, and I mean, there's sexual harassment, there's, like, violation. I mean, it's unacceptable. Like, Vic, you know, Caraloey, Caraloey, Carapoot, whatever his name is. I mean, they do look a lot alike, though. Like, if you've seen the pictures.
Carolillo?
Carolillo, he's a doppelganger. It's
really?
It's kind of, yeah, it is. I think the pictures are on TMZ. It's very, very scary.
I'm about to look it up.
Yeah, if you look it up, like TMZ, I mean, it's a spitting image. It's actually pretty good. And finally, Kid Cudi. You heard a little bit about it. Testify today, Diddy's federal sex trafficking trial. I didn't want to get into the Diddy stuff because it's too disgusting to really get into.
Yeah,
but
it is disgusting.
They saw a picture of him going into the courtroom where he was smoking on a cigarette, but he got out of his car, walked into the Manhattan courthouse with a serious expression, didn't say anything to the crowd. He puffed on a cigarette. A judge ruled earlier this trial that he could tell the jury about an incident of arson after Diddy allegedly threatened him over his romance with Cassie. Now, Cassie previously testified that Diddy went through her phone and found some emails between her and Cudi, becoming so angry he lunged at her with a corkscrew. And this is really scary. In a lawsuit, Cassie claims Diddy told her he was going to blow up Cudi's car. And, quote, around that time, Kid Cudi's car exploded in his driveway.
Yeah, this has been talked about a ton. This has been talked about a bunch about Kid Cudi's car exploding and blowing up in the driveway, and everybody says that it was Diddy. So, yeah, man, it's something else. Something else.
It's. I never thought Diddy was all that special, but now just knowing what we know, it's just very, God, it's just disturbing. Like how some people can just be creeps and awful people and just be enabled for so long. And I'm just so glad that it's finally coming to the light of day.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. All right, that's going to wrap up Word on the Street. Coming up next, We're going to take a glance at and talk about what's happening right now in OKC with the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Thunder. Let's check in on that game. And we got weather with Chris Schaefer for the final time tonight right here on The Lake Show.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
All right, the Cleveland Guardians defeated the Detroit Tigers 7-0, which means that in the standings, and we'll get to the Wolves here in a second, in the standings, though, the Guardians, the Twins, and the Royals are all five back. All are five back. 27-22 is the record for the Guardians and the Twins. And then the Kansas City Royals have a record of 28-23. So this is it's been a great stretch for the Twins, but they got to keep it going.
Yeah.
Don't slow down now.
No, absolutely.
Especially with the Royals in town.
Yeah, this becomes, I mean, this was one of those homestands that, because you're not getting as many games in the division as you used to. I think you get 13 instead of the 19 that they used to. So these add up just a little bit more. So I think if you're, you know, looking at this homestand, this was a big one with Cleveland and Kansas City and the weather. I mean, you only got two out of three in, but you still, you know, split those games with Cleveland. I know that the stretch that the Twins were on where you win 13 straight and you're like, oh man, you know, we only gained a little bit of ground. Again, the very fact that you were able to gain ground during that time, you were 8 games out at 7-15. And now you played yourself back into the division. You're what?
And you're up in the wild card.
Yes, absolutely. And you are a player now. You've got yourself into that mix. Again, these other teams, especially Detroit, they haven't hit their rough patch. They haven't struggled yet. And they will. Every team is going to go through those. And now the key for the Twins is just continue to play the sort of ball that you've been playing. And you know, defense travels, which is good. pitching travels. You're looking at getting Matt Wallner back. Royce Lewis is heating up. You've got these little, you know, instances, these, you know, concussions with Byron Buxton and Carlos Correa. Those guys are going to be back in a matter of days. So the Twins are in a pretty good position right now because
they're in a great spot. Yep.
They could have played themselves out of the division already, but they haven't.
This is the thing. Because I want to talk about the Wolves for a second. The Wolves are in action right now. They're trailing 49-45 with 2:48 left in the first half. I don't think they've played smart basketball tonight. They've done a much better job of moving the basketball around, but my goodness, man, too many damn mistakes and too many bad entry passes. Like, what is Dante DiVincenzo has played like crap. He has. He's knocked down maybe one or two shots tonight, I think. Ants come out, and Ants, he missed the three right there, but Ants playing much better. But Dante DiVincenzo, man, is just, oh, gosh.
Well,
what's the deal?
I think when you're talking about those entry passes, it's you got to go with a little bit of force. You can't just try and, like, lob it in. OKC, they're
gritty. How are you going to lob it in when there's no angle to get it in there?
Well, and that's...
You can't force a pass.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to be smart when you're trying to make those passes.
But that's my whole entire point. Like, it's just... You got to move the ball. Double T said it to us tonight. When the basketball's been moving around on the perimeter, they've gotten good shots.
Make them chase. Make them chase. There's a reason why that sort of ball movement for Golden State has worked over the years. Get the defense out of position, make them chase, make them run, tire them out. But, yeah, you got to be smart when you're playing OKC because, I mean, they can pour it on you in a very short period of time. You know, when people are talking about, you know, how the bench is playing, it's not just about the points. It's the intangibles. Like you said, it's being smart with the basketball. It's making good decisions. It's not just looking at the bench points and saying, well, okay, well, we've got more bench points. Have you played better than they have, though? Have you? And no. You got to stay within striking distance, I feel. Like, you got to keep this thing, you know, to 6 or 7 points. This thing can't get up into double digits again because then OKC will just run you off the court.
Well, Jay McDaniels is balling. Like, he has played well tonight. I mean, he's going out there. He's got two block shots to go with his 11 points. He's knocked down three threes. I love what Jaden is bringing to the table tonight. I love it, man. I really do.
Well, and I know that they were, you know, bothered by the quick whistle in game one, and Jaden fouled out with like 5 minutes left. I feel like he's one of those guys that's got to keep his mind right, because if his mind is off, then it can get out of hand for Jaden McDaniels very quickly if he's not fully invested.
Yeah, I think that Jaden so far has been one of their best players in the series so far. Like, he got off to a nice start in the first half two nights ago. Mm-hmm. Ant's not shooting it well, but he's engaged. Like, he's 6 of 15. He's got to be aggressive. If you don't have an Anthony Edwards that's aggressive, you got no chance at winning. Now, the bench is doing a much better job tonight. Naz Reid has got 4. Dante's got 8, and Nikhil Alexander-Walker has 6. So the bench is starting to show up a little bit at least.
Yeah, and
Conley still has done nothing. Rudy's done nothing.
And Rudy's interesting because you got the two bigs in Isaiah Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren. And Chet's one of those guys that, I mean, he can go out and play on the wing. Like, he can go out and play in the perimeter, and that's not where – they've done a good job of taking Rudy out and making Rudy a non-factor in this. I don't think this matchup is good for Rudy either.
No, this is not the best.
This is not a good matchup for Rudy.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, that's kind of what Trent was talking about, because you were asking him, you know, how do you get Rudy involved? And you know, it's kind of one of those things. You're like, yeah, Rudy's out there, but do you play better? Do you match up better when Rudy's out? You go a little bit smaller, and maybe you have Nas at the 5. I feel like this is a series that is made for Nas, not so more Rudy, because Rudy's just so limited offensively, and they attack, and if Rudy gets that ball down, if he doesn't hold it up, Rudy gets that ball down to his chest, I mean, they're just going to be pawing away like a cat at a bathroom door.
Man, I just, just give us game two, baby. Get us to game two, and then it's on and popping.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get to game. Let's get game two, and then if we win game two, I think that we win this series. I know that sounds very homerish, and I'm not trying to be a homer. I'm not a homer. I just think you steal this game, man. You're looking great.
When you've got, you know, the Target Center on Monday night is going to be absolutely popping, and there's a block shot out on the perimeter. You know, it's one thing I understand wanting to defend on the perimeter and going up and putting a hand up, but fouling somebody out there on a jump shot is just, it is so risky. It is so risky when you're out there on the perimeter. Like, there's a very fine line between putting your hand up and getting in the view of the shooter and making contact and, you know, committing that foul.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that sucks. Man, Shea is just so good, man. He's good. He's the truth, man.
Well, it's easy when somebody blows on you and there's a foul. It's like the Aaron Rodgers of the NBA. Oh! No,
Dante.
No, I know. Offense, you see, and those are the things, kind of, Henry, that you're talking about. You know, bringing the ball up the court and you get called for an offensive foul on a screen. You need every last bit. Dante pushes the elbow out. I mean, who do you get? Jalen Williams?
No, I think that was Lou Dort.
That was Lou Dort. Oh, that's the guy who beat up Scott Foster earlier in the game.
He sure did.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be gone. Fines and suspensions for Lou Dort. Man, you can't let him play.
Unbelievable. Come on, Dante. Yeah. You got to be better.
And, you know, up or down by three, and then Shea hits a long three, and now you got 8 seconds left, and OKC has got the ball. This could go from a one-possession to a three-possession game in a matter of 6 seconds.
In a blink of an eye.
In a blink of an eye. Oh, look at that. Shea went down. Yeah, it's a foul.
Coming up next, the final segment of the Lake Show on this Thursday evening. All right, the Wolves trail at halftime by 8. And you just can't make mistakes, man. Like,
no.
In the blink of an eye, they were trailing by 3, they were in good position, and now you're trailing at the half by 8. You need the senseless mistakes that you make. And then you get the foul call on Dante on an illegal screen. It's just, gosh. Those are things that kill you, man. Absolutely crushing.
Yeah.
Absolutely crushing.
Yeah, 3. With OKC, it's a different beast because when they score, I feel like they score so quick. And it's a little more intense with OKC. Because it did. It went from 3 to 6 to 8
in a blink of an
eye. And it's not as if you didn't even get an opportunity in the last 30 seconds to get a shot off, because the shot that Ant took, it was offset by the offensive foul, the screen by Dante DiVincenzo. And then, I mean, it was a good call. And then I know, you know.
Yeah, Dante was in the wrong.
Yeah, he absolutely was. And then, you know, joking around SGA getting these calls. I know that's been a big talking point. But
he's flat out played well tonight.
SGA's played very well. There's a reason why he's the MVP. I've got no problems with SGA being the MVP. He was attacking the basket. And Jade McDaniels got in his way. And SGA took the angle and got in it. You know, he went into Jade McDaniels, but Jaden was impeding the path. That was a very smart play by SGA to get himself to the free throw line. And it's, you have to be almost perfect in order to beat number one, to beat OKC, a team that won almost 70 games, and then to beat them on their floor. I feel like OKC kind of smells blood.
Well, that's the thing.
I mean, don't you?
The Wolves have to come out and they have to play extremely well to start this third quarter, because OKC, I do think that they are one of those teams, when they smell blood, they blow you out.
Yeah, they sense it.
Yep.
And I think we all kind of sense it. I mean, the Wolves had a 4-point lead at the half of game one. And yeah, they have not played their best basketball. They didn't play great in game one. They haven't played all that particularly great here in game two. But if you come out and OKC goes on even just one of those little mini, you know, 9-1, 10-1, 13-5 runs, like if this thing hits double digits, the Wolves are not coming back from double digits.
Yeah, I just don't see it, man. Like, I just don't see it.
And that's why I feel like this is kind of one of those games that if it's starting to teeter, you got to keep it to two possessions. Like maybe seven. But I don't feel like if you get up into 9-10 points,
yep,
it's insurmountable against this team. And the scary thing about OKC is they're young. Like, this is a team that you're going to have to go through in the Western Conference for years to come. I feel like I don't want to say that last year was the opportunity for the Wolves, because you never want to say that, but I feel like even with Luka and Kyrie, like, I still feel like it was more of a missed opportunity last year for the Wolves. I felt better about their chances last year against Dallas than I do this year against OKC. I feel like
because
it's going to be a lot harder this year against OKC than it was last year. And even though they lost in five.
Yeah, I thought that last year definitely you had a much better chance because you had home court.
Yes.
You had the home court advantage over Dallas, mm-hmm, and you didn't take advantage of it.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
How much do you feel that the whole getting worn out by Denver in the 7-game series, how much do you feel that played into last year, the Wolves just being flat in the Western Conference Finals?
I think that they underestimated Dallas to a certain degree.
Yeah.
They I don't want to say that they disrespected Dallas, but once you got past the Joker in Denver, who everybody's in love with, then I think that they were like, I don't want to say that they didn't think that the job was done, mm-hmm, but they felt like, oh man, yeah, we're looking at the finals now. Nah, man, you got to get past them first.
Yeah. I felt like they were kind of the darlings last year. They're like, oh man, look at this young, gritty Wolves team. They beat the best player on the planet and Nikola Jokic, and what a series, like a 7-game series after rolling through Phoenix, and this is it, you know, destiny for the Wolves. And then reality smacks you upside the head. This is the toughest matchup for any team in the Western Conference. And I think whoever, yep, comes out of the Western
Conference, they're the favorite to win it all.
Yeah, and they should be. I think whoever comes out of the Western Conference, if for some reason the Wolves are able to win this series, I think they become the favorites. I think whoever comes out of the Western Conference should be the favorites. But man, the Wolves, yeah, you got to come out this first 5 minutes. You got to come out firing.
They have to play at the start of this third quarter how they started game two against Golden State. When they were just locking it down,
mm-hmm,
that's the type of urgency.
Urgency, yes, you nailed it. Right there. Right there.
Urgency.
Urgency, Wolves!
Let's get it. Hey, everybody, have an awesome Memorial Day weekend. I will talk to you guys Monday at 3 o'clock when I'm in for Jason DeRusha.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.